Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
75032.
Okay, thank you. And may I also have your first and last name, well, please?
Diane Brother.
All right, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. All right, I am still accessing information. Okay, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
1460 Sienna Lane, Rockwall, Texas.
Okay, thank you so much. One moment, please. Well, the rest of that comes up. All right, well, let's see. All right, so I'm showing your address and our seeing about the Byte Sub Meal app, which provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. How can I assist?
Well, I had a charge on my account from you people for $59.89. I don't know who you are, what you are, why I was charged. What is it that you sell?
We're a call center that provides customer service to about 400 online companies, but it does show the charge of $59.89, pardon me, which is a subscription price for the Byte Sub Meal app. It's literally an app that you have to download. The result of
No, I didn't. I never did that. And I want the charge taken off my account.
Okay, before I get you transferred to the fraud department, it's the result of an individual either using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey where they enter shows that a mixer was the item that was offered. The Byte Sub Meal app was in the term and conditions, and that's what's the cost of $59.89.
I didn't approve any of that.
Do you remember the department where they can? I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, if you can allow me just a moment to note the account.
Okay.
Okay, it'll be just a moment. All right, and I would need to get the call set well. It'll be just a moment.
Investigate the FBI.
Are you
I am
still there?
almost done. I do apologize for the